Welcome back to Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is conducting a Youth Academy program July 28th through the 31st for high school students interested in a career in law enforcement. And Corporal Tony Sandoval is with me. Tony, welcome to Show Me Today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right, so this is for high school students. What's the age requirement?
Any youth between the ages of 16 and 18 years of age.
And it's free.
That is correct. There's no charge at all.
Okay, so it's over 4 days. Is each cadet there for 4 days, or do you bring in different groups for a day or two? How does that work?
No, each cadet is there the entire 4 days. They arrive on the 28th, and then they graduate on the 31st.
All right, so 4 full days. What will cadets experience?
Well, we expose them to the various different jobs that the Highway Patrol has to offer, such things as canine, our criminal investigations, or detectives, if you will, our aircraft division, our pilots. We also expose them to our Water Patrol division. So they get to learn what it takes to become a law enforcement officer. They get to experience some of our police training, and they participate in military drills, sports, physical fitness, team building, and things of that nature.
So you need to have you need to be physically fit to be able to withstand the 4 days.
Yes. So part of the application process is we do ask the parent when they fill out the application to provide us an overview of their child's physical fitness currently. And we advise them that there'll be some physical activities involved at the camp as well.
Corporal Tony Sandoval joining us from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, a Youth Academy program coming up at the end of July. Talk about some of the training that troopers go through and then that these cadets will experience.
Well, as a state trooper, every trooper has to attend our academy in Jefferson City there at our general headquarters. We go through 25 weeks of rigorous physical and academic training. And then once we graduate, we go through 3 months more of training with an experienced trooper out on the road before we're finally checked off, if you will, to be on our own and be on patrol by ourselves. Obviously, we don't put the youth through that 25-week academy and all that it entails, but we try to expose them to some of it. And that's where that military drill, the physical fitness, and the team-building exercises come into play in the camp. We want to kind of simulate what it's like to attend our academy. And we do that through those methods, the military drill, the physical fitness training, the team building exercises, and that's how we go about that.
Tony, in a typical year, how many cadets will sign up?
We, because of space limitations, we try not to turn anyone away, Bill, to be honest. The more the better, but then there obviously there comes a point where we just don't have enough room. Lately, we have been able to at least allow up to 40 youth to attend each of our camps. We could probably do a little bit more, but 40 so far is what we've been able to attract.
Yeah. Tony, law enforcement has come under more scrutiny in the last few years. Is it becoming harder and harder to get 18-year-olds to consider a career in law enforcement with the State Patrol?
You know, it varies, Bill. I will tell you this. As a recruiter, I go to high schools, I talk to students, I go as young as elementary schools to talk about a career as a highway patrol trooper here in Missouri. And for everyone that to maybe not be interested, there's always a few that are. And so there always are going to be young people, whether they be in high school, whether they be young adults in college, that are going to want to be of service to their community. And so as an agency, we've been fortunate, Bill, that we've been able to staff all our academies and not have to cancel any training academies. Now, are the numbers lower than they were when I applied 18 years ago? Yes, they are. But what we're fortunate in is in our recruiting base is that we recruit for the entire state of Missouri, and we even attract out-of-state applicants. And so, maybe the local jurisdictions may be limited in that sense, because normally when a local jurisdiction recruits somebody, they're recruiting someone from the area there more than likely, whereas we have that statewide net we get to cast. And so we get applicants from Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield, from all over. And And that's what's helped us the most, is the fact that we are a statewide agency and we can cast that statewide recruiting net when we do advertise that we're hiring for one of our academies.
If you know a 16 to 18-year-old who is interested in this Missouri State Highway Patrol Youth Academy program at the end of July, Corporal Tony Sandoval joining us here on Show Me Today. Where is the academy?
That takes place in Bourbon, Missouri, at a Salvation Army camp called Camp Mahiska. And it is just outside of Bourbon, Missouri, which is in Crawford County. It's in between Rolla and St. Louis, if you will, right off of I-44.
Tony, when cadets go through this program, what are some of the surprise moments or the aha moments that maybe had preconceived notions and they come out and they've got a different take on it?
Well, I tell you what, from past experience, being involved in the camps, the thing that they get the most out of at the end is they get exposed to law enforcement in a positive way. They get to see that we are human beings just like anyone else. We have children, we have families, and that there's actually a person behind the uniform. And what we enjoy the most is when we interact with the youth is when they ask us questions, questions that maybe they would be maybe a little intimidated to ask a law enforcement officer in a regular setting if it wasn't at the camp. And so there's a lot of back and forth, exchange of ideas. And that's what we enjoy the most out of the camp, is to make a positive impression on these youth. That way they don't get to form their opinions from what they see on TV or maybe what's going on in the media. They actually get to interact with a law enforcement officer in person. And we get to answer whatever they're curious about. They get to ask us things that they are curious about. And so it's a win-win situation. And that is the thing I think that they walk away with the most, is that they get to personally meet and spend time with a law enforcement officer in a positive setting. No stress, just us interacting with them.
What are the requirements for someone to become a state trooper?
So there is that time frame, because we can't hire someone to be a law enforcement right at 18 years of age. The current law here in Missouri, to be a law enforcement officer, you have to be at least 21 years of age to be a law enforcement officer in any agency, whether it be the police department, sheriff's department, or the state highway patrol. So there is that period of time that a young person will have to figure something to do, whether that be get a job, whether that be go to college, whether that be enlist in the military. As an agency, we only require at this point, at this time, a high school diploma. So we have no college requirement. All you have to have is a high school diploma to qualify to apply to be a state trooper. But you got to be 21. So that's where that time in between the time you turn 21 and you're 18, you as a young person has to figure out, you know, what you're going to do those intervening years. And so, you know, we sometimes, you know, we recruit all kinds. We recruit folks that maybe do a job for 3 or 4 years and then apply with us. Some of them enlist in the military, and when they get out, they apply with us. And then some go on to college, earn their degrees, and apply with us. So that's what is required to become a state trooper, is a high school diploma and 21 years of age.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol conducting a youth academy program July 28th through the 31st in Bourbon, Missouri. Tony, for those interested, how do they get signed up?
It's real simple. Our flyer we've placed on all our social media, Facebook, Twitter. And then, of course, on that flyer is my name, my phone number, and my email address. If you are a parent or a youth who's listening to this and you're interested in possibly attending the camp or the youth program, simply contact me and I'll provide that number right now. It's 573-508-8507. My email is quite lengthy, but it is my proper first name, which is Antonio, and then there's a dot, and then my last name, which is Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, at mshp.dps.mo.gov. All that's on the flyer. So you simply go to our Facebook page or you go to our recruiting Twitter account. It's all on there for you to download and view, and all my contact information's on there. So you contact me, I provide you an application, you fill it out, you return it to us, and that's how you apply.
All right, great. Corporal Tony Sandoval with the Missouri State Highway Patrol, thank you, and best of luck with this academy program for youth.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to folks contacting us and who are interested in attending the youth program.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.